One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Ashley Lucky about dark hauntings.
Do you think the spirits at that specific one we're talking about with the West Virginia State Penitentiary, we can narrow this down a little bit, because the answers may differ from location to location. Do you think that the spirits at the West Virginia State Penitentiary realize that they are dead?
Yeah, some of them. I don't think all spirits know that they're dead, but I do think that some that reside there do.
It's an interesting concept, and I'd love to dive into that a little bit with you and hear your thoughts on that, where individuals who are deceased, who are spirits but conscious, why do they not realize they are dead? What sort of state of mind are they in? How are they trapped in this world where that is the part that they're not picking up on? They're seeing you come and go. They're seeing other investigators come and go. The life does not necessarily look as it did in the heyday of the penitentiary. Where is the disconnect for them, do you think, where they're not connecting those dots, going, wait a second, maybe I'm a ghost, maybe I'm dead?
My opinion would be, and I would have to ask, I just want to know everything. I want answers to everything.
Sure.
I would like to know, did they pass suddenly and didn't see that happen? I don't know how that happens. I don't know how they don't know that they've passed, but if it was something that was quick and tragic. I mean, it happened so fast. Would they know?
Yeah. And that's the thing. I want answers too, but all we do is we all have 1,000 opinions. That's where I ask these questions, because I want your opinion. I know that you don't have a solid answer to anything, but it's all opinion based. But the more that I can hear people's opinions, and the more that you start to see things this person's in this category, that person's in that category, which one has the highest number of similar answers, that sometimes, can lead you in a direction of, okay, this is that theory, and this is seems to be where that adds up because of everyone's experiences. The only way that I can describe it is sometimes if you have a dream, and you're in a dreamlike state, but you're doing something. For me, it's like monotonous. I have, you know, sometimes you have the high school locker dream or things of that nature, and you can't get the damn thing open and you're sitting there. And you may be conscious that you're no longer in high school and you've been out for 20 years, but you're still, it makes total sense at that moment in time that you're still trying to get your locker open. I have it with being in radio stations where back in the day where we played CDs and you had a stack of them and you'd have two CD players back and forth. And if one of the CD players goes bad, you're kind of screwed because you got to keep the music going. And I have nightmares where that doesn't work. And I know I don't work there anymore. And I'm conscious of that fact in my dream, but everything is still like, I still got to get this thing on the air. Otherwise we're going to have dead air. I wonder if that's what it's like with the dead, where they're almost in perpetuity stuck in that sort of a state, and just how torturous that must be, because it's like being in watching a movie you don't want to watch, but you have no choice but to sit there and be there, but it's never ending. And I wonder if that's kind of where a lot of them are. They're trying to almost make the best of this thing that they don't know how to break out of. Maybe they think they're dreaming. Maybe they don't understand that they are, in fact, dead. I don't know. There's a lot of different ways that you can go down that road. I'm just throwing my my two cents out there about it.
When you said that, and I love that. That's actually, that makes complete sense to me. But when you said that, it reminds me of one of those movies where, like, they keep having the same day over and over and over again. And then, like, it ends the same. And it's just, like, I wonder if that's kind of what it's like.
Like Groundhog's Day. Yeah. Like, it just keeps going over and over and over. How is it, you said you ask that question in every investigation you go in because you want answers. You want to know why they are still there. How are you asking those questions to get answers on your investigation? What sort of methods do you use?
I mean, whenever we start talking, you mean like devices? What things do I use?
Whether it's a device, whether it's just you asking, and maybe there's someone, a clairvoyant or somebody who's then giving you the answers. I'm just asking what sort of, when you go out and you're asking this question, how are you asking it? And then how are you receiving the information, however that may be?
Okay. Well, I usually, like, I don't start off asking, why are you still here?
Okay.
I usually, like, try to get into a bit of a conversation, see if I'm even communicating with something that is intelligent or if it's just residual. And then I do actually ask, why are you still here? Do you know that you can leave? Like, do you know that you don't have to stay here anymore? You did your time. Or if it's a prison or a penitentiary, I kind of let them know they've done their time and they don't have to stay. But yeah, I question it as a, like, do you know you can leave? Do you know that this isn't your only option? And I have heard no. And some people like to stay and some people don't answer at all. And answers do either come through some of the equipment we use, spirit boxes, phasma boxes, or I do work with some really great psychic mediums. I mean, I have like four really great friends that are brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And it's either them or the equipment. But yeah, a lot of times I don't get an answer. I haven't gotten an answer more than I have.
Sure.
To that question. So
is there anything that you find to be more reliable in terms of getting answers, whether it be to that question or others?
No, I think it all really just depends. I mean, I've had times where none of my equipment is going off or working or getting responses. You know what I mean? We all have those quiet times. But no, I don't. They're all kind of my go-tos. I really like the spirit box. I really like the phasma box. I like the Sony. The old Sony recorders are really great too. But no, I think they all actually work really well.
When you go out to investigate a location, and specifically darker locations, as you said, that you're kind of drawn to them. Personally, what's your goal when you're going into an investigation of a place that you know kind of has some dark history to it?
I want to show people that this exists, one. Two, I really want to know if I can help. Like, I imagine, even in these darker places, like, if any of my friends or family were here, I would want them to know, like, I really don't know if these spirits know that they can leave. One, I want to know their story. Two, I want to know if I can help. Like, I really, the history is the best part of these places. I think a lot of us can agree on that. It's crazy. But really, I just want to help. And I want to know. I want to know what it was really like. I want to know answers to these questions that aren't in the history books or aren't just here. This is what we know. Like, I want to know more because there are secrets in all these buildings. And I think as time goes on, we start to discover a little bit more. But yeah, my goal, I just want to help. I'm just so intrigued. I want to know more. And if we can cross over spirits or help someone along the way, that's awesome. That's exactly what I'm in it for.
Do you think there's spirits out there that you come across that don't want help, that don't want to communicate, that you just happen to, you know, it's like walking into a building that you think is abandoned and it turns out, nope, there's someone who's living in the third floor bathroom and they're quite comfortable there and they'd rather you not be there. And it's a living person. Do you think there's that version of it with ghosts as well, where they're cool, they really have no message to give and they don't really want to be crossed over. You're happening to just, you know, you're catching them in their own act of whatever they're doing on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I don't think every spirit is unhappy with where they're at. Yeah,
sure.
It's
almost like I think that's something that we sometimes put or transpose our own thoughts onto to ghosts or spirits of, you know, what's the message you want to communicate? You know,
yeah.
It's like walking through Kmart, going up to every random person who's, you know, in the vitamin aisle going, what's the message you want to communicate? It's like, I'm trying to buy, you know, Vitalife over here. I don't know. I want the best deal. You know,
right. I think. On the other hand, you've definitely come across people that you are just trying to mind your own business.
Yeah.
And someone comes up and tells you this whole story about their day and how they're so upset. And you're like, whoa, where did that come from? So I think, just trying to give them that opportunity. If they want to take it, that's awesome. And I love it. And I'm absolutely here for it. And if they don't want to, then that's okay too. I'm okay when it's not like a crazy active night, but giving them that opportunity makes me really happy.
When you say that sometimes you help someone cross over, what is that process?
Not me personally.
Okay.
I don't do that personally. I've been there for it, mm-hmm. but no,
When you've witnessed it, then when someone says they're going to help someone cross over, how does that work in your view for the individuals who do go down that road?
The one person that I've watched cross over spirits, he has a gatekeeper, which is his father that has passed, and he asks the spirit to tell him what the either the gatekeeper's name or the color of his eyes or something to make sure that it's a safe space, because also we are still in very dark locations where evil can exist, so you just want to make sure that we're being safe and cautious about it, because he's putting his guard down to help the spirit. So when that happens, he then tells the spirit it's okay to then go towards the light. And the way it was explained to me, crossing spirits over, is it's kind of like a bungee cord. Like, they can leave if they want, but if they ever feel uncomfortable, they can come back to where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
And that does seem to help the spirits feel a little bit more comfortable in the experiences that I've been involved in. But it's beautiful. Beautiful.
It's interesting because, I mean, I think I'd be hesitant too, where it's like, okay, there's the light and you're the random person coming in this building telling me to go towards it. I've been staring at it now for years. Why would I go to it now just because you happen to show up and tell me that I should go towards it? Or is it more so the living help bring that light for them to see it? Are they not seeing it without the assistance of the living?
The light.
Okay.
Yeah, I do think we are the light, but it's never a pushy thing. It's never a, I think you should cross over. Who am I to tell anybody else, living or dead, what they should and shouldn't do? That's not my place at all.
Sure.
But I do think it's nice to give that option. I have come across places that literally say, don't cross over the spirits. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. And that is, In my opinion, I think it's really rude and selfish, because if that was your family or friend, that's not what you would want for them. But I mean, I think, yeah, whenever we go in, it's not telling anybody. It's just a, hey, if you would like to, when you come across these spirits, like, oh, I can leave? No, I didn't know. Okay, cool. This is how you can do it if that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, but maybe they had been looking at that light for years, and maybe you were scared and someone was like, hey, this is actually how you can do this. If you want, I will help you. Yeah. Maybe that is a little push that we need. I really view the spirits as living people. Like, you're still a person.
Yeah.
You're still. Yes. So I think treating these situations with kindness and sensitivity is how it should go. But
is there ever, I mean, obviously we're talking about someone on the other side, so to offer an incentive to someone on the other side is a little difficult. You can't be like, and if you recruit 7 more people to cross over to the other side, and then they recruit 7 more people, you're going to have that much better of a life on the other side. And it just keeps going and going, and everyone's happy. You know, it's like a giant pyramid scheme. But if it's not that, I mean, is there ever anything where there's reason with them of, you know, your family's over here, there's a reason to go to the other side, is that ever brought into conversation?
No, it's not a persuasion. Well, it's not a, hey, I think you should cross over. It's really just an option. We go into these buildings to communicate, and if it just so happens that somebody wants to, and we are like, we're capable of doing that, we can help that. But that's never our goal. It's never, I'm going to go on an investigation tonight and I'm going to see how many people I can cross over.
Sure.
Like, that's not, I mean, it has maybe happened maybe 3 or 4 times, maybe in the 8 years that I'd really had to sit down and think about every investigation. It's not a common thing,
sure,
but it's absolutely beautiful when it does happen. But that's never, I don't want to say it's not the goal, because it's definitely like, we want to do that when we can,
mm-hmm,
but that's not the primary reason we do this. And we're going into these locations.
Can you feel a difference in a room, in a building, in an atmosphere after that has taken place in your experience?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The one time it was amazing. Yes. I could feel a difference in that. It was kind of comforting. Beautiful.
Let me ask you this in closing. It's kind of an interesting question. When you are out there, and we talked earlier about your goal when you investigate a location to really showcase this to other people, to make other people understand that this stuff exists, that this is not made up. This is not just something we're doing because we like to visit creepy looking buildings.
Right.
What frustrates you when you have that evidence, when you have an EVP or you have something that clearly is an anomaly, that this is not something that just happened to happen. Mm-hmm. And you're showing it to someone who maybe not be so open to the topic or is not very educated on the topic, and they're still very dismissive of it. Is your attitude, well, let me keep finding more evidence to try and convince this person? Or is it, you know, some people, you know, the dead could show up in their front door and they're still not going to accept it?
I've definitely had people literally see things like right in front of their eyes. A man saw a glow stick going up and down, instead of side to side. Like, literally, it was hanging on a string and it's going up and down. And he looked at me and said, I don't know how to explain this, but it can't be paranormal. And I was like, okay. Like, I don't know. I'm not here to convince anyone. Mm-hmm. Like, I really do this because I am very passionate about it and I love it. But I can't, man, if I got upset every time somebody didn't believe something, like, that would be, it's not really for them. I do feel like people are missing out if they're not open to it.
Mm-hmm.
But to each their own. They probably think I'm absolutely crazy, and that's okay. And I think they're crazy, and that's okay too. But no, I think people should be skeptical. I think absolutely. I think you should try to debunk things. I think that's great. But to not be open to it at all, I just feel like they're missing out. But that's not up to me. So
that wraps up the second half of our conversation with Ashley Lucky about dark hauntings. Thank you guys for supporting the program, keeping us on the air. and taking the time to listen to today's episode. And a special thank you to Ashley for joining us on the episode. Until next time for the Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for the support.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. And once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.